Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, man.
How's it going? Just call me Matt.
No, I'm going by your last name. What's up, man?
It's all one word.
How are you today? Still good?
Good, yes.
We've been hanging out for the last, 5 hours or so.
Yeah. Well, that's why, we come in here and there's no need for the, not small talk, because great conversations can come from small talk, which is usually what we do at the very beginning of each Rise Guys morning show.
Yeah.
We just kind of come in and say what's going on. If it leads anywhere, fine. Let's just do news and cover all this up.
Yeah.
But no, thank you so much for listening. This is episode 26.
Yeah, it is.
Episode 26.
That means we've been doing this half a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly half a year.
6 months worth.
We should have had half a cake here from the company. Or half a card. You know, just the front.
Yeah,
or maybe
they
send us a bonus but not sign the check.
Yeah.
Something fun like that.
You know how they do, man.
Halfway there. Halfway there.
They don't like to show tokens of appreciation. You get that every 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, you should be glad.
Yeah, you'd be glad you get that. You're lucky we don't just make you do it for free.
All right. No, we appreciate you. Somebody brought up a good point to me, and I'm not doing this out of like what most people do when they say, somebody was asking me. No one was asking you that. You just want to answer a question. But somebody legit was asking me this. You said, how can you say you really appreciate those who listen after hours more so than maybe just the listener of the Rise Guys morning show? And it's not that I appreciate them more. When you listen to a podcast, you're more dialed in, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't listen to them. No, but, you're more dialed in. Plus, in the morning, in a car with somebody else or used to be or whatever it is now.
You got stuff on your mind.
Yeah.
You're driving around. You're busy cussing people in traffic and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Telling them up yours and suck it and all that stuff.
In the morning, there are a lot of people who do listen intently, but it is, in fact, a distraction for a lot of people, too.
Yeah.
But this is more of an in-tune audience who seek it out. And, most of these people are actually paying attention and listening instead of, doing other things.
Yeah,
like when you're listening to the podcast, you're probably in a place where you're less likely to be stopping and getting out of the car and going in the gas station. And even if you do, it'll pick up right where you left off.
Mm.
Or you're probably less likely to turn it down because you're going through the drive-thru.
Right.
Get your breakfast biscuits.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to be like in the drive-thru right now and me say, oh my God, I'm about to crap my pants.
Yeah.
That would be kind of embarrassing.
Hey, man, something that has struck me only in the last few years of my life? I'm 36.
Lightning.
Speaking of breakfast, though, is that a lot of places in this world and even in this country, you go to get breakfast and you might not necessarily get a biscuit. Biscuits are more southern than I realized. I thought everybody ate biscuits.
Well, the first time, You know, that's funny.
Other places have breakfast sandwiches. We have biscuits.
The first time I went to New York, when I went to be on the Maury Povich show.
Man, I love bagels.
Dude, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, they traded biscuits for bagels. I like both.
It was a TV show, so they were like, they had catering or whatever. They're like, what would you like for breakfast? I'm like, well, first off, thanks for asking. That's awful nice of you.
But a bagel and gravy wouldn't go well.
He offered me a hard roll, and I'm like, what?
Huh?
I want a biscuit.
No.
What kind of gravy, by the way? Like an au jus? I'm like, no, red eye.
Yeah.
Or some sausage and.
Sausage gravy is what I'm doing. Sausage gravy biscuit, man.
Sausage and gravy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, come to think of it, I never thought about that. When I've went on the West Coast, I've always slept through breakfast, so never had.
I think people generally know about the sweet tea thing. Like, time you get up above, Richmond, Virginia, anywhere north of there, you might find peach or raspberry tea, but not just tea with sugar in it.
Or, yeah, chai.
Yeah. I won't. The same recipe you'd use for Kool-Aid, except with tea in it instead.
You know, we went to a restaurant the other night, and it's one of those real good, not like, it's a healthy restaurant, but not one of those that's like so bad where you just like sit there and smile, pretend it's good, and it's not.
Ooh, Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh.
No, that was not healthy.
Oh,
that was just pure indulging.
Is this the day you went to Waffle House?
No. All right, Stalker. Thanks for following me on Instagram.
I see your Instagram story. I know you're with Waho.
Waho, yeah. Hold on. I got to catch back up where I was at.
Did you get your pecan waffle, by the way?
You know me,
Jimmy. Yeah, I know you did.
What did I get with it, though?
All-Star Special?
No.
Or Texas Bacon Cheesesteak Melt?
No. I got the ham, egg, and cheese on toast.
Oh.
Save the mayo. I'm not going to use it. And the pecan waffle.
Texas Bacon Cheesesteak Melt's the way to go. And a pecan waffle.
Yeah. It was the first time I'd been in there during,
sober?
COVID. Well, oh. Yeah. Well, maybe both, actually. Who knows?
Sorry, where were you going?
I don't remember.
You're talking about a restaurant that's healthy, but not too healthy.
Yeah. Okay.
Not so healthy that it tastes bad.
Yeah, it was great, great food. It's all in the seasoning. You know, it was real good, healthy food or whatever. But the only thing I don't like about those restaurants, is that they won't give you real Coca-Cola. They will give you either some kind of hard seltzer, some kind of bottled.
Or some kind of black cherry drink, cherry soda. But those are good, man.
I've tried them.
Yeah.
I've not all of them. Some of them, when it's like churning in that big thing and you see like all these leaves and like seeds and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Well, the important question was, how was the pizza?
It was great.
I bet it was.
It was real good, man.
I know exactly where you went.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Love it. That's why, I'm like able to look past it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
weird that you talk about the drink menu. I know exactly what you had to eat.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't even Instagram about that one.
No, and you didn't even allude to it being pizza. I just knew exactly the place.
Yeah.
Because I've had that black cherry soda there, and it's damn delicious.
Hey, well, we differ about it, a lot.
Well, they also have beer.
Yeah. But this was I didn't want to drink that night.
Yeah.
But with beer, I can't eat all meals with and drink beer with it.
No.
I can only eat pizza. I can only eat Mexican food.
Yeah. I can eat sushi and beer. Ooh. I can do that. And it's obviously like wings and beer, barbecue and beer, hamburgers and beer, hot dogs and beer, any of those things. Any American food.
Papas.
And beer. Papas and beer, yeah.
Never tapas, though. I hate small
plates. Now, I can eat pizza and drink beer, but here's a weird one. Mm. Spaghetti and beer seems disgusting to me, but pizza and beer is fine. Like most Italian food with beer seems bad, but pizza, yeah, let's do it.
Have you ever done Chef Boyardee and beer?
Chef BRD, beer Yardee.
It's a tough one, isn't
it? That's a hard one to say.
It's a twister of the tongue.
You got to get into that old Southern people way of saying beer where it starts with a B-Y, like beer.
Yeah. How many times in your life have you sat there and tried to remember the beer before liquor? Ever sicker?
Oh,
a lot of times.
Luckily, I've never had that issue. Long as I stay away from sugar liquors, I'm fine. But if I drink too much tequila or Fireball or anything like real sugary, I might mess my britches tomorrow morning cooking breakfast.
What, from the hangover?
Just from the sugar liquor for some reason. It's a bad effect on my system to the point that I might have an accident in my britches.
The taste of them makes me throw up.
Britches or pants for some of y'all.
Yeah, britches or pants.
Yeah.
He's not being cool and talking about ladies in a derogatory way.
No.
Like ditches,
Yeah.
That's what snitches get, right, Jim? Who can remember? Who can remember? By the way, how was your President's Day? I don't know that I asked you on the other show.
Man, it was enjoyable. I watched a couple of movies and hung out.
Yeah.
I didn't do much of anything. I was lazy. I got up early and watched a movie, and then I took a nap, and then I got up and watched another movie. I watched The Mummy, and then I took a nap, and then I got up and watched The Mummy Return.
Was it movies for guys who like movies?
No, it was just stuff on HBO Max.
I see.
And then later on, I watched 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman. That was a good movie, good cop movie.
Wasn't that the Eagles did a song about that?
No, that was Seven Bridges. This is three times as many. Way better.
The harmony was impeccable in that song. Who's your favorite president? Is that, can you ask anybody? Okay, there we go. That's a solid thing. Don't talk politics, but on President's Day, which was yesterday, because we tape this on the Tuesday after, and then it'll air 2 days after President's Day, or go up or whatever. Is that something you can't even ask anybody? Because
no,
unless it's like somebody on the Mount Rushmore, you're okay.
I think you can say that. Yeah, you'd be anybody on Mount Rushmore is treading on some thin ice because of personal things they had.
Well,
you know what I mean? I mean, I admire a lot of what Thomas Jefferson did as far as, you know, the structure of the nation and the Constitution and Declaration. He had a lot of good things as his founding father, but still a really racist old dude in the 1700s ultimately.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, we know enough about his past and his life. Are you going to say he's your favorite?
I did not say that.
You can admire him as a statesman in ways still, you know what I mean?
No, I did not say
that.
So
I think it pretty much has to be a 20th century president. But then again, that would include Teddy Roosevelt, and you definitely don't want to say him.
See, is there any explanation needed to that, or is that where we rely on the audience to Google it and make their own decisions?
They just look into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the best answer for that...
Obama?
Only if Fat Boy was in the room and I'm trying to butter him up. You know, he used to have an Obama tattoo.
You know that when I said that, somebody threw a phone?
Don't you do it. Don't do it. All right, I'm sorry I asked.
As long as you threw the phone before you hit unsubscribe, we're cool.
I'm sorry that I asked who your favorite president was.
No, I mean, who are the...
I want to say George W.
The legitimate candidates for it, for favorite president.
I want to say George W.
As far as the ones in
Washington.
As far as the as far as
the
legitimate president, the presidents in my lifetime, Clinton, because I was a child and all I did was watch wrestling and Beavis and Butthead and everything was fun and there was nothing to worry about.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that was cool. You'd probably say Reagan for basically the same reasons.
Absolutely. Until I've, as an adult, seen all these things and I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
There was a dude telling him, hurry up, Ron, get off the stage. And I'm like, who are you talking to? Who are you? Oh.
Quit pulling that man's strings and let him speak.
You're a big-time banker.
So I guess that...
Google it.
Kind of leaves you with options like FDR and Kennedy.
Yeah. You know, this is something...
And FDR and Kennedy? And probably FDR and maybe Kennedy.
I was going to say, had you been a good co-host and asked me mine...
I was getting there.
I was going to say JFK, because that's when you can, like, totally be diplomatic in your answer.
Yeah.
Or not even diplomatic, finally, the word to use.
Yeah, because that's a guy...
Binaural.
Who people who didn't agree with him still liked him for some reason. That's kind of how the presidency used to be, it seemed like. They didn't have to agree with you, still like you.
Yeah. Well, we've talked about before, that was like the last president that really hung on the walls in people's homes. Like,
yeah.
Pictures of him. Even
people,
before he died.
Even people who had religious differences with him, other denominations, and then people who just outright disagreed with him. People who were a lot more conservative than him still loved Kennedy.
Yeah. But because of what we just did, unrehearsed, an example of just asking somebody, oh, it's President's Day. And that coupled with the fact that, like, I'm sure President's Day probably shared its day with National Beer Cheese Day or something like that.
I mean, look.
Sure, if you'd love to. I mean, it's, you know.
I would love to.
I'd love you to do it. It's, you know, that thing of every single day is a national so-and-so day, you know, like when all the cheese people get together. Or not even cheese. What was it? The pork industry. Remember?
Put
more pork on your fork or whatever it was.
Yeah.
The other white meat, that's what it was. And it was like, sudden is pork. Not even a brand of pork, but just pork.
Yeah.
Pigs. And then next thing you know, it's a confusing world.
It is confusing.
What'd you find? I've stalled
enough.
Let's
see. I'm trying to figure out how to go back on the calendar here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day. Even see what else shares Christmas.
I can see that today it's National Almond Day as well as being Fat Tuesday. But I got it. This website's slow, too.
Oh, it's Fat Tuesday. Yeah, why is that not a big deal?
There we go.
COVID, probably.
Yeah, Mardi Gras canceled, so it ain't really a big... Like, Mardi Gras is not really a big thing this year because it's kind of canceled.
Or is tomorrow going to be Ash Wednesday? Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, it will be Ash Wednesday. So when you're out in the evening, you see people don't say, hey, you got something on your face.
Yeah. I did that one time, swear on everything I did not know.
You got to mind your business.
Yeah, but when I was growing up, that's the thing, man. There wasn't a lot of, melting pot-ish as it is now in Greenville. And none of that was ever talked about. You know, like growing up in a Baptist church, it was nothing but Baptist. That's it. If you even read up on anything else, you were wrong.
Okay, I got you on
I didn't
this.
Want to be wrong. If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
So President's Day, February 15th, because it's the day after Valentine's Day, was Singles Awareness Day.
Oh.
Trust me, people who are single know. National Wisconsin Day.
Shame on them.
And President's Day. Today, though, you'll have some heat with this because I do National Pancake Day. Every year on this day, we get pancakes delivered to the radio station, but not in the time of COVID. We did not get pancakes today.
That's okay. I give him a free pass.
Yeah, I brought a chicken salad sandwich, so we're all right.
But once it's over, I'd like him to make it up to me.
Yeah, I'd like my pancakes. I'd still like my short stack, please.
Mm-hmm.
And Valentine's Day. Pardon.
Comet.
It's Cupid. That was Sunday, the day before President's Day, so you had National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day.
That's wrong.
National Ferris Wheel Day.
What?
National Organ Donor Day. I'll give you
That's
one.
That's cute.
You can borrow it for
well,
a few
even
minutes.
The first one. Yeah. What was the first one again?
Cream-Filled Chocolates.
There we go.
Yeah, so those are the days for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, okay.
Now, those are lesser holidays. You consider Valentine's Day a lesser holiday, right? One of the fake holidays?
Okay, so... In my heart, I want to say yes. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
But, with the heart thing. But you kind of need the reminder every once in a while that, you know what? I told you, I'm not going to go down the road I went down on this morning's Rise Guys morning show, which you can hear by texting the word podcast. Can I talk about this on there?
I think so.
Text the word podcast to 72341 and we'll link you to it. But... I just had this whole kind of epiphany over the weekend about stuff. I forget what my point there was because I'm trying to avoid that because I would get verklempt, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, but you consider Valentine's Day a lesser holiday? Let's first...
I think that I resist it because it is the greeting card industry or the florist industry, kind of like the pork industry, coming together and saying, all right, let's guilt the hell out of some people to make some money.
Let's first establish the major holidays. Obviously, Christmas and Thanksgiving. I would say 4th of July, Independence Day.
Okay. With that, it is in my heart, honestly. But is it with yours, 4th of July, do you feel like less of an American or less patriotic if it's not? Because... I'm not asking you to defend it.
I think it's a great, great holiday right in the middle of summertime. Great holiday. I still remember being a kid when everybody got the week off from all the plants and stuff back in the day. Now everybody gets one day off for 4th of July.
That was
and you
the
can't stay,
beach week.
If you don't take the 5th off, but you stay up late doing fireworks and you hate everybody.
The irony of that was...
You can't go to bed because they're all shooting off fireworks till 2 o'clock in the morning.
A good portion of folks around this area, Greenville, South Carolina, worked in textile mills. And this was during the boom of Made in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
And you got the whole week off and you got to go enjoy America. The parks, the beaches, the mountains, all that.
The week off for the 4th I went away with my grandparents' generation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, 4th of July.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July, I got Easter, I guess, yeah.
Why do you say you guess?
It's a big
just
family
being nice
holiday.
To me.
I'm not particularly religious, but it's a huge family holiday and religious holiday, so it should be on there.
Well, it's poorly marketed.
Yeah.
Because, you're not thinking of the resurrection. You think of, looking for eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, so Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, Independence Day, major holidays.
Mm-hmm. I have to say no to St. Patrick's Day. No offense to you nine or any other Irish Americans.
I'm Scots Irish.
Thank you.
Appalachian American.
You know, it's just, to me, that's not a major one. Fourth, absolutely. Labor Day, only because it's a day where, generally speaking, most people get the day off.
I'd say you do either Labor Day or Memorial Day, but not both as a major holiday.
Tell me again what Memorial Day is about. I'm kidding.
I know you are.
I'm kidding. Tell everyone listening right now.
I would take memorializing those who have fallen for this country.
Thank you for your service.
I would consider that one the major holiday, and Labor Day like a lesser holiday.
But only
Labor Day is just boats and drunkenness. I think it says Memorial Day.
But on Memorial Day, though, if you do get the day off, like I would, and you know, as my child got older, I totally, just like every, I guess you call it a backslider. But I didn't do it. I would do more of a, now, do you know what Memorial Day is about?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I remind her that Papa tried to go to Nam, but he had a hangnail, and then Grandpapa went and then came back. But then as time went on, that kind of went away. And I don't want that to. But then again, Memorial Day is to memorialize, not to go drink and go crazy. You got to do a little bit of both.
Yeah, you got to balance it out a little bit. So I would
agree with that then.
I would say Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, 4th of July, and Labor Day, or Memorial Day we got. So that's five.
Groundhog Day is all just gone altogether.
It is.
Absolutely.
Now, what about rounding it out? How do you feel about, say, Mother's Day or Halloween?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First one than the other. Mother's Day, is it a major holiday?
I'm a father, so no. But
do you consider Father's Day a major holiday?
I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
Because my father's not here.
Yeah.
That's how I can spin it.
Halloween?
When it does mean something to me, but I can pretend it doesn't.
Yeah.
Halloween, I absolutely love it.
I adore Halloween, man. It's my favorite one, probably.
Again, call me Matt. I love Halloween. It's not just, just so many great memories of Halloween. And just, that's the one, you know, with what Christmas does to your house, like you can decorate it as obnoxious as you want. Your yard as obnoxious as you want. Sure, some of your neighbors might cuss you behind your back or send in anonymously to the HOA or whatever. But it's where you can like be you and you can just personalize it and show off your flair, like they would say in the movie Waiting.
Absolutely.
Halloween, the same thing, because you kind of got to see a glimpse into a little bit of this person's freedom in a way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
It's almost like Comic-Con.
That's why I keep my horror art up all the time, you know, these custom painted horror.
You're wearing
horror
a Halloween
stuff.
Movie poster t-shirt right now.
Sure am. I didn't even realize it when he said that. So yeah, I think we consider Halloween, give you six major holidays. Then the rest are the lesser holidays.
Yeah.
That leave your Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day.
Look, I want to be diplomatic. I'll take Father's Day off just because I didn't put Mother's Day on.
No, that's on the minor holiday list. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day.
We have Mary from Taylor's on line one. She says, hey, boys, what do you think about Grandparents' Day?
Your stuff with the like Cinco de Mayo and stuff would be on the lesser holidays list.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Veterans Day probably would, because nobody's off. Hell, most of the veterans I know get up and go to work every year on Veterans Day. Veterans Day is just a day that people who serve this country get a discount on lunch. I mean, really, that's what we've made it.
Oh, yeah.
It should be more than it is, but that's what we've allowed it to become.
Well, and the other thing, too, is with certain holidays, like we celebrate, I'm not trying to teach you a lesson here, because some of these I don't know, to be honest with you, but like we say, oh, yeah, we're all for this, we're all for that, but no mention of why.
Yeah.
You know, like President's Day, what was that for? Well, it kind of had to do with one guy's birthday, but then they're saying, why just that guy's birthday? We should do every guy's birthday. And the post office is like, dude, that's going to cost a lot of money to give all these people time off. So they're like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
It's all President's Day. You can't handle the truth.
I have some numbers here for some how much we spend on some of these holidays. Americans spend $20 billion per year on Mother's Day and a little less than $13 billion on Father's Day.
Wow.
Yeah. By contrast, Americans spend about $7 billion on Halloween. Now, that number rises every year in a big way.
You know, the weird thing about Mother's Day, and I'm sure, you know, you can flip it the other side. I'm not a girl, and I don't have a son.
You don't say.
It's true. Look here. But with, okay, so let's say, for instance, Mother's Day. I should give something to my mother, okay?
Sure.
But then Caitlin is a mother as well,
yeah.
So I'll give her something as well.
Yeah.
But shouldn't that fall under like the MLM pyramid? Like her kid's got to get her something for Mother's Day. And you know, like Grace isn't buying anything for me. She has to buy that on Grandparents' Day. But really, the truth is, it's me also.
Yeah, it is you. You got to buy parents. You got to buy presents for your mother and every mother you know.
Okay,
that's just how that works. Now Mother's Day has that $20 billion in spending, which is huge. Valentine's Day has $19 billion in spending.
So that shocks me.
They're comparable in terms of how much we spend. Now, get this.
I figured Valentine's Day would be more, though.
84% of people celebrate Mother's Day. Only 55% celebrate Valentine's Day. So per person, I imagine we're spending more on Valentine's Day because we care more about getting laid than we do about our damn mama.
No, we have more women than we have moms.
That's true, yeah. That's a good point. Because I know a bunch of single dudes, and I also know a bunch of dudes with like four girlfriends each.
Jesus Christ.
That's how that works.
How many jobs they got?
Usually none.
Yeah. Wow.
You had four girlfriends. You couldn't work.
Good
gosh. Didn't have time to.
So, okay. In terms of like, there's, you know, like Sadie Hawkins Day. That's not a thing anymore. Because
no.
Every day should be Sadie Hawkins Day.
Yeah.
But women should be able to, you know, that was the thing. Girls could only ask guys to this one dance. And if you know the analogy about dodgeball and being a fat kid,
yeah.
Oh, it's really fun when the girls can ask the guy.
Well, see, I think anytime somebody likes somebody, they should be able to initiate that conversation. If you're a woman, you should be able to initiate that conversation.
That's what I'm saying. I agree, but when the girls...
I didn't get to ask
anybody, and truthfully, one time I didn't get asked at all.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a heartbreaker.
Well, you've been fat and single. That's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
But it kind of is.
Yeah, but I could have, I wasn't sitting around waiting.
Well, oh, yeah, on Sadie Hawkins Day you are. Kind of like people won't be lonely every day, but on Valentine's Day they do for some reason decide to feel that way.
So, but like within the next decade, which one do you see kind of falling off the calendars? Kind of the way Sadie Hawkins Day has, and there's like, you know, certain others that have kind of fallen away. History's kind of taken off. I'm saying with the influx of National Blank Day and National This Day and, you know, National Dildo Awareness Week or whatever, a lot of this stuff's going to lose its flair, and there's only going to be certain ones that will...
And right now we're in an interesting part because right now we love to celebrate any excuse we have to celebrate. We love to celebrate.
Yeah.
But eventually it will become, there will be enough celebrations that some of our traditional celebrations will fall off the way Sadie Hawkins did.
Yeah. Cool in the Gang's going to hate that.
Man, that's a great question, which one will fall off. I think
it, I appreciate that.
I've already Thank seen you. Locally in the upstate Cinco de Mayo fall off. I think Fat Tuesday will fall off more.
Why? Will it be Heavy Set Tuesday now? Or you think it's just the... I don't know. It's
It'll
one
still
of those
be a thing in New Orleans and Mobile, Alabama, but outside of those places, they try to push it at bars here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's never successful. It's a failure.
Well, it was around here.
You do better on a Tuesday night, but still, it's not like a big thing.
Around here, though, like it was almost the way for alcoholics or luscious to feel good about being at the bar on a Tuesday.
Exactly. It's an excuse to drink. Look, and now you don't really need that excuse as much. If you want to drink, you just drink.
I'm just here to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Really, what is that about? I don't know. I don't speak American.
Yeah.
I only speak American.
We won't get rid of St. Patrick's Day because there's still a whole bunch of people in America who claim to be Irish despite being born and raised here. Never having visited Ireland.
Well, wait,
you can't claim to be Irish. You've never been there.
But what? Okay. I'm not going to open that can of worms.
You American.
Yeah, but why? Okay. That's where a lot of the divide and conquer dissension stuff comes, where they're like, celebrate your heritage, celebrate this, celebrate that. But don't celebrate that. You're wrong if you celebrate that. You know
celebrating
what I'm
your heritage has nothing to do with proclaiming you are Irish like people do.
But have you ever had anybody say
you from Ralston? You ain't Irish.
Nine. What's your background?
Yeah.
I always answer dark.
Yeah, I tell them
that's my shadow.
That's my background on the phone all the time.
Thank you.
Dark mode. I always tell them I'm Appalachian American.
Do you really say that?
I really do. And if they ask me to elaborate, that means I'm Scots, Irish, German, and English, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
All the white Europeans mixed together, except the really attractive ones. They're not in my mix.
But why? But have you ever been to Appalachia?
Yeah. I'm here right now.
My daddy grew up in Appalachia.
He did.
How about that?
He did.
Full-blooded.
Now, St. Patrick's Day is one that even in the South is taken hold. We've had some great St. Patrick's Day parties the year.
Huge.
It was a St. Patrick's Day party where I saw those two dudes in the parking lot fighting with baseball bats afterwards, mm-hmm. which was still one of my favorite memories in life.
What's up, Beasley?
Yeah, the old Chiefs of Easley, man. Oh, that was great. You don't often see two dudes fighting with baseball bats, but
not
on St. Patrick's
not wrestling.
Day, yeah.
In real life.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those rare things. Cinco de Mayo is not really a thing around here. Man, it's tough to say what'll fall off besides those.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you that one thing that has fallen off is since the
80s, credit score.
We talked about it, was the Independence Day, where people used to be off for a whole week, and now we barely stop down for a day about it.
Well, that's true. And then, but even then, it turns into just another reason to drink.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If Prohibition was still in effect,
there wouldn't be holidays.
There would not be holidays at all.
Because all our holidays, again, that's why some people in America celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It has nothing to do with the Battle of Puebla. It's all about the excuse to drink.
Yeah. Yeah, but
in the morning, on May 5th in the morning, you post your Revenge of the 5th memes on Facebook and stuff.
Revenge of the...
And then that evening, you go get drunk in a sombrero.
What about, do you think... Well, it's not a holiday. I was going to say Black Friday. That's kind of... over and done, I think. I mean, I'm sure of it. It's done. Nobody waits till the day.
Yeah, it's falling off hard, and it should.
Yeah, it's not a national holiday.
No, the retail stores and big commerce businesses would try to make it one, but they're not going to. It's nice to have that day off work, though. I think that should be a thing where the Thanksgiving comes with the day after off work, and enough people, thankfully, travel around the country on that week that that'll keep happening forever, I think.
Yeah.
Because, around here where we work, the day after Thanksgiving's a company holiday.
Everybody
gets that day off, too.
I'm going to cry for Boxing Day off.
That's still a thing in Canada, I guess, more so than here.
I just Googled.
It has nothing to do with fighting.
I've Googled National Holidays 2021, and it's showing me for South Carolina public holidays. It shows Boxing Day on December 27th, and then scroll back up. Monday, May 10th is Confederate Memorial Day.
Yeah. And when's the last time you heard somebody talk about Palm Sunday?
Oh, man.
When I was a kid, dude, but people knew when it was, and they'd talk about it, and it was a thing.
Well,
now,
you know,
you got to be deep in church to know.
Funny you say that.
Every week.
Because I was last time, not last time, but previous, a couple weeks ago, I was at my mama's house. And, you know, I've told you, I like to go, we get up there talking, I like to ask her biblical stuff. And I said, you know, it's real interesting to talk about the Passover and what that really was about. And, you know, we started talking about it. I was like, yeah, but like, think about, to celebrate a holiday, you would go sacrifice an animal and then take a paintbrush or whatever, a rag, and you'd rub the blood all over the entrance, the door,
yeah,
right above the door,
yeah,
so that the spirit would pass by. It would pass over you. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you lay it out like that. Like, could you imagine what that subdivision looked like?
Yeah.
Whoa. What a gore scene that would have been, though.
It would have been a mess.
But I think people who celebrate Passover, like, either, I don't know what I'm saying. It's weird to like lay out some of these holidays, like Valentine's Day. I don't know. I've heard the story and it's come and gone, I guess, with life, but like what it's really about, you know, even with Halloween, that narrative's changed humpteen times.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas is supposed to be in June. How about two then? We'll all agree halfway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's man.
That's why I don't understand.
They don't do Christmas in June. They do Christmas in July.
Christmas in Dixie. Whoa.
No.
Bama can't perform that one anymore.
No. Do you know that Arkansas at one point for Martin Luther King Day, they combined Martin Luther King Day and Robert E. Lee Day and made them the same day, and then they got rid of that back in 2017.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was, I was going to say, what did they call it?
Yeah.
And that was really a thing.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And then there's one actual like federal holiday that has come up in stature in my lifetime is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
What do you mean it's come up?
It's come up in stature. I mean, it's observed more like it just recently became what a county holiday in Greenville County here in South Carolina where we are in the last decade or so.
Yeah.
Last 15 years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, it wasn't. And it's really become more of a celebration, more of an observance than it used to be when I was a kid. And it should be. Some of these things should be more so. Some of these things should be less so.
Oh, I agree with that.
Some of them are just about right.
I disagree with that. But I agree with the other.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Let's just agree to disagree.
And I'll tell you what, man. It might just be because I'm grown and don't have kids, but Easter has really slid off in my lifetime. Or as a major holiday goes.
Makes sense.
It's not nearly as big a deal. And again, it might just be because I'm not religious and I don't have kids and I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
So, not really, because when I was a kid, it was a big deal. And people who have kids.
You hate peeps, don't you?
Egg hunts, I hate peeps. Man.
I love them, though, man.
I hate marshmallows.
See, if you liked peeps, you would feel differently about Easter.
I hate marshmallows.
What about the Cadbury eggs?
Cadbury eggs are damn delicious.
These are great.
You know what the worst thing about Easter is, though? Christmas has some of these, too.
Had to happen?
You ever get one of those, what would you be if it didn't happen?
Lost.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, you ever get one of those big, nice milk chocolate bunnies?
Oh, yeah.
You go take a bite out of it, and it's hollow inside. Ah. You get so damn mad because it's hollow.
Well,
it should be 3 pounds of chocolate, and it's hollow.
Well, especially, sometimes it can play tricks on you because you pick it up, and you're like, oh, this feels heavy. This is one of them solid ones.
And you take a bite, and the ear just crumbles.
Just falls right off, and you're thinking, maybe there's something inside.
No, they can't
do that because you might swallow it and choke.
No, like a Cadbury egg. No creamy poison filling in there for you.
Oh, but it's good,
it
though.
It is delicious.
It's wonderful.
I haven't seen them in stores yet. Where are they at the gas station? I don't go inside. Valentine's Day just happened. Now the Easter candy will be out next time I go to the grocery. That's what it was.
Well,
the Valentine's candy, all the heart-shaped boxes will be gone next time I go to the grocery store, and the Easter stuff will be out. I get my Cadbury egg.
They don't even have... I was actually at Blank Mart yesterday, and they don't even wait for, like... They don't even do, like, a clearance sale.
Because
I was thinking, I'll go in here and maybe, you know, I wouldn't really look for cheap chocolate, but let's just say it was gone the next day. They don't, like, I think they just send it back to the warehouse and then ship it back next year.
They may, yeah. It used to be the clearance things were big, maybe not anymore.
Yeah,
used to be the day after Halloween's when to go buy your candy, but now we're on to Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be there and you're like, hey, I'll buy this costume and wear it next year, and you'll put it up in the closet and
forget
then,
you got it.
Oh man, look, this Shrek costume.
Yeah.
Damn. I love all holidays, especially the ones that I get off for work.
I love being off work. I love celebrating things. I like having a good time. I like not having responsibility. Those are my favorite things in life.
I tell you something. This company we work for, radio.com/intercom,
yeah.
I'll tell you this. They celebrate all of them. And that usually comes with a paid day. And I mean, that says a lot for them to do that. I'm not kissing their ass. I never do. You know that.
Yeah.
But I'm very appreciative of that.
Oh, yeah, man. We get a lot of holidays, like 12 holidays per year.
Yeah.
And vacation time and personal time.
So I don't
time.
Want any of them to go away.
No.
In fact, I say let's make an even baker's dozen.
I think we need more holidays, certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly needs to be. I mean, look, a lot of people need the day. They need Good Friday off to get ready for Easter, all right?
Mm-hmm. Good Friday's a good day.
It is a great day. You don't hear about that anymore either unless you listen to Black Crowes.
Yeah. What?
They'll see you on Good Friday.
Oh, okay.
You got a whole song about it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm not that big of Black Crow. Are they even a band anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, they had a new album. They
might
came
have
back
reunited.
Together.
I don't know what they're up to.
Yeah, I think they're back together.
Yeah, and Juneteenth is another one that's come up in the last few years that I honestly never heard about growing up. I didn't know about it until I was a grown man. I mean, I might have read a little bit about it in a school textbook or something, but not much. Not that I recollected. Not that I took in. It was only when I was a grown man that I really learned about it.
Same
on
with,
my own.
Same with Friendsgiving for me.
Yeah, yeah, and Galentine's.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Oh man.
Yeah.
Payday is a fun one.
Is dead now. Payday is my favorite.
April Fool's Day
is dead.
Is dead. Thank you, internet and cell phones. You took a little bit. Well, April Fool's Day and the FCC took a little bit of magic out of radio when they made those disappear.
Yeah.
Know? The glory days of the ultimate, that's the day when, you know, you didn't go overboard with it, but you could prank the ever-loving hell out of somebody and then say, April Fool's, and it's like, you know what, if it was April 2nd, I'd knock you the hell out right now.
Both of them.
I'd sock you right in the mouth.
Yeah, right, and I'd sock you right in the puss.
But it's April, hey, watch it, but it's April Fool's Day, so fine.
Yep.
You got me.
Yeah.
And then I'll make a note for next year to get them back. And what do you know? I forgot.
Yeah.
Like the Halloween costume.
Yeah.
That really happened to me.
It happens to a lot of people all the time, man.
Yeah, it really
does. Look, you remember all those loofahs I brought in here? You got like 13 loofahs because I had a bunch in a closet that my ex had bought, wanting to give them away as Christmas stocking stuffer type things.
Yes.
And then never did and left them at my house.
Yeah. Well, somebody got some for Valentine's Day. Thank you, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, I did. I told her they came from you.
Yeah, well, that's good.
She said, were they new? I said, yes, they were new. Why else would he give them to you?
Yeah, I
wouldn't. Or gave them to me.
I wouldn't give Houston's.
Yeah.
Not Lufus.
No.
Man, I think we've covered about all the major holidays. I'm just looking here to see.
I was just thinking honeymoons are not just outside the national thing or whatever. Like, the last three people that I know that have gotten married took like a weekend honeymoon.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a full week. But then I know somebody that's getting married over the summer that I understand is taking a 2-week honeymoon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably going to Europe too.
Yeah, probably.
Or going to Italy.
Good luck, folks.
In France.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But if you said what was my favorite, I think you were, all around favorite, Halloween.
Yeah, because Halloween is the day you have a lot of fun and you get to spend it with your friends. You don't have to spend it with family you'd rather not be with.
You don't have to go. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that always gets me about Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, Thanksgiving especially, this is the day where I celebrate all the things I'm thankful for. So instead of spending it with the day with the people I'm most thankful for, I'm going to go spend it begrudgingly with these people I'm related to and don't like that much.
But I'm going to tell you something. This past Christmas, you know, COVID Christmas, I missed it so much. It was another example of like taking stuff for granted and thinking, oh, that person will be there forever. They, you know, they won't pass away because they're almost 80 years old or something like that. That's when I really, really missed it. But I, generally speaking, have a good relationship with most of my family members.
That's good. Yeah, most of mine's dead, so the ones that are still living, I get along with them all right, I guess.
Rest in peace, Uncle Guy.
And Uncle Kent, and Uncle Herman, and Uncle Clinton, and Uncle Ray, and Uncle Jack.
Uncle Herman Jr., those two.
Uncle BJ's dead. No, he's JB, not BJ.
Say, he's got a stake in Uncle BJ Day on his way.
Uncle Leard's dead.
My God.
Yeah.
Any other? The man from Uncle still with us?
Most of their wives are dead.
Oh, my God.
Ain't Margaret and Ain't Rachel still living. The rest of them are dead.
What about the mamas and the uncles? Are they still a band?
No, they broke up.
Oh, my God.
They broke up.
They split up. Papas and beer. Yeah. They're a new thing. Jimmy Jai Jackie.
What's up, Matt, man?
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Are we ready to end this podcast?
Man, I think so. We covered most of the holidays. The lesser holidays are fun. The major holidays are fun. I really want to talk about the lesser holidays, and we did that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the lesser ones that don't matter, but I just think...
The ones where we just get pissed drunk for no good reason.
Yeah, but again, if you want to get pissed drunk, go do it anytime you want to. You get your friends together and say, hey, guess what? It's National Get Pissed Drunk Day, according to Radio's 9. And we're going to go out and we're going to get pissed drunk. Responsibly, we're going to call an Uber. Or one of us is going to be designated.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah. Take the keys. Click it or ticket. We're going out tonight. So are you.
Jesus, take the keys. I don't need to drive.
Oh, I love that. I was carrying you. Oh, man. You sure?
You might have been dragging me, man. I'm a pretty big guy.
Yeah, thank you. Jimmy Jack Jackie, episode 26. I guess we'll call this a reflection on holidays.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Or we'll come up with something more clever before we title it in the morning.
Yeah, because that was... plumb awful.
Well,
just
we could call it that. It's just, we could come up with something that you'd like better. I know you wouldn't want to stick with that.
No, we usually give ourselves about 20 hours to think of some ideas for the title and then announce it on the Rise Guys Morning Show, which will be tomorrow.
Yeah, it will.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. Spread the word if you would. Let us know other topics you'd like us to talk about. That's always fun too, and that means a lot to us. But most importantly, thank you for listening and just share it. Spread the love, if you would.
Please tell everybody. That's how we get paid for this. If people listen, then we get paid a little bit of money.
And for...
better rates than Spotify plays musicians, but still, the more people listen, the more we get.
That's true. Spread the word, and if you do so, we say thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.